News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Of 30 cents. Okay, I want to turn now to that apology from the Taoiseach on behalf of the state to former residents of mother and baby homes for the way that they were treated over several decades. We're joined by Catherine Corliss, campaigner and historian. Catherine, thank you as always for joining us. We get to the apology in a second, but I just want to put something to you. One of the speakers in the Dáil yesterday, Breed Smith of People Before Profit, said that this report should be withdrawn or else rejected in its entirety. Do you have sympathy with that viewpoint?
Well, I would agree in part with that, because from the little bits and pieces I have read, I would agree with him, with Richard Boyd Barrett. And I don't know, we need to read it all, but the overall impression I had, first of all, is very disappointed. I felt it was downplayed. As regards Tuam, they just seem to favour the religious in a lot of the parts, and people couldn't make a fair judgment from what was written on it as regards Tuam. But as we said, that's why yesterday it was a great relief to know that the Bonscore sisters had apologised and had acknowledged what happened, because otherwise it could have gone very wrong for survivors. So I think it was a little bit biased for the religious and for the church. And I don't think many survivors were too happy with what they've read already. And Catherine Connolly in the Dáil yesterday, she made a very good speech as regards the Taoiseach's apology. And I agree with a lot she said. It wasn't a heartfelt apology at all. I mean, just to read through. Well,
why do you say that? Why do you say that, Catherine? Because I'm sure neither the judge nor the Taoiseach are here to defend themselves. So I should say on behalf of the judge, I'm sure she would absolutely reject any suggestion that the report was in any way biased. I'm sure she would say she came to the conclusions that she came to.
Not suggesting it, it's just the feeling that you get. It's my overall overall idea of the whole lot.
And the Taoiseach's apology, again, I am sure the Taoiseach would say his apology absolutely was heartfelt. Why do you suggest otherwise?
Well, I don't know. He read pages and pages and pages. Maybe perhaps maybe that would be okay in a week's time, what he did yesterday. But for him just to face the nation in his own words and just tell the survivors and make a short speech, that's what I think they needed. And maybe perhaps go into more detail in a week's time or so as regards the full apology. So I don't think it went very well with a lot of the survivors. But that's all I can tell you from this area.
Okay, you've welcomed the apology from the Sisters of Bonsecure Religious Order, which, as you say, of course, ran that home in Tuam. What has to happen next overall, do you think?
Well, apologies are words. Statements are just words. Whatever is needed next, do you mean overall as regards to Taoiseach and...
Well, I suppose in terms of the practical measures that the people, the survivors are looking for.
Well, that's been well addressed over the last few years, their needs. And, I mean, the government know what everybody needs. First of all, the adoption legislation and why it's taken nearly a year to sort that out when we all know that it can be done without the red tape. And also for the legislation to excavate the Tuam babies, that's dragging into another year. And we know they can do that without red tape as well. So why put things on the long finger and just... it's not good enough, and I hope they will come back with a better plan.
Okay, Catherine Corliss, campaigner and historian, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.